Blessings to you. Blessings to all beings. And happy day. We began our retreat, our short retreat. It was full. Wow. Isn't that a funny thing, right? When you really give yourself and your mind and your heart to something, the timelessness of it, and at the same time, how full it is in whatever period of time. It's really quite something. So we begin with this quote from Patanjali, and the retreat was very simple. No jargon. Actually, a lot of good group conversation, discussion, and deep, simple meditations. So we're going to begin with that meditation that we repeated through the retreat, or at least begin with its beginning, how we settled. And I want to do that because of its simplicity. And in general, I think we do a simplicity in our practice. There's all kinds of ways to meditate. It can be as simple or as simple as staring at a blank wall or a candle or a flower, and as simple as walking or bike riding if one is present. And it can be quite complex too. And so I try to focus on the simple, on the accessible, because then there's no accoutrements. You can do it anywhere. It's free. It's already who you are and where you are. But I want to thank everyone who came and came, whether they came and went or they came. And because your presence matters. Presence in the world matters. And yeah, let's meditate. So we began by focusing on our physicality. And we have done this before. We really made it a focus. So feel the sensations of your body sitting. The sounds around you, the smells in the air, your sensations and your senses. But start with your body and just start to take in your physicality, your environment, etc. But definitely start with your personness. And that personness is breathing in and breathing out. And what you might find is that your mind has settled. Gently and fully. And that in its settling, your mind has rested and opened. A softness, a gentleness. So let's do one om and let's say why. Our mind is predisposed. Common mind, our common mind is predisposed to activity, but the activity is because it's chasing. It might be chasing information, chasing an emotion, chasing a sensation, chasing what is here, chasing what is not here, chasing the past, chasing the future. It's always active, but it's usually active in a rajasic way and in a way that is about being fed. When we do any kind of technique that is first off simple, but the technique is inclusive, we're inviting the mind, common mind, to notice. Notice what already is here. You see, the issue is that you most often, without that training, the common mind is disregarding and dismissing the fullness that is already in your present moment. To the extent that it's that fullness and richness is not being dismissed, that person has contentment. That person is at ease. And that's co-measured. There'll be a definite relationship, almost again, like a mathematical equation. So when we just sit anywhere, anytime, or are walking anywhere, anytime, and we actually are present to the richness and fullness that is our sensorial experience in that moment. That richness, which is always happening, because our senses cannot be turned off except by some, you know, tragedy like going blind or no longer being able to hear. That richness is always, just always present. Well, then the mind has no reason to chase, to look for anything other than it's in the moment experience. And the mind settles. Emotions settle into the natural state of contentment, of ease and peace. So it's a very worthwhile practice. It certainly will, you know, the vast majority of the times it'll work effortlessly and can be used off the cushion quite a bit, because again, when we feel that rajas, we feel that chasing, that going out from myself, going out from center. And it can be over anxiety or worry or something like that. We just have to come back inside and just look around the room and smell the smells and feel our feet on the ground or our butt on a cushion. And it will really shift things. That pattern of consciousness, of chasing, of going out from center is being stilled in that moment. So we smile and we take a long, slow, deep breath and we do it all again. Feel ourselves breathing. Feel this body, the rising, the falling. Feel our clothes on our body. Feel our hair against our ears or how it feels as the air itself touches our hair. The sound of the birds or whatever the sounds are in your room. Be present to this richness and fullness. And we rest. We simply rest. Alert, vibrant. And we find that the restfulness is also vibrant. It's another reason why there's contentment, because rather than chase, we actually discover the aliveness of awareness. And presence. and staying present to all this richness, we discover wholeness. That by nature we are all wholeness. Hence again, contentment, peace, ease. In presence and as presence, in this moment, senses working, are all like an omni quality, vibrant, alive, scintillating with life, and simple. We discover our innate wholeness. Breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, so deep breath. And we feel that. And all that is in our surroundings and in our body in this moment. Alert to the fullness and to our good fortune. Alert to being alive, being present and aware. Love you all. Create your day through presence, self-aware, awareness. Compassion, patience, wholeness will naturally flow from that. Love you.